It got to be so much that I thought I'd better tell somebody. So I went to this friend of mine, and I had written some things out, and I gave it to her, and she said, "Oh, this is wonderful. Keep doing it." And I thought, okay. So then it just kind of got around that I was having all these visions and everything. I still didn't know what it was. But 2 years after it started, we were at a board meeting, and Bill had asked this prophet to come in, and he prophesied and said, "I get to go to the third heaven." And I was so excited, because I've been praying since 1970 that I would get to go, even if I could just see it one time. I just wanted to see it once. And so he prophesied that on a Tuesday night. And on Wednesday night, I was with the Father, because I'm with the Father a lot. And he said, "Would you like to go to the third heaven now?" And I said, "Sure." And so he took my hand, and off we went. And we came upon this place that I had been 2 years before. And I thought, okay, I saw that, and I saw that. And I turned around, and I said, "But I've been here before." And he said, "Yes, I know." And I thought, oh my gosh, I've been in this third heaven realm for the last 2 years, and I didn't even know what it was. So at one point he told me, "Remember how you got here so you could bring others." And I said, "I don't know how I got here." So this has been developing for a while, and it's absolutely amazing what you see there. You have to have faith for it, because it looks like your imagination. Randall Worley calls it your image nation. And Bob Jones talks about the sanctified imagination. The thing with this is, I never know what's going to happen. And so at first I thought, how can I be making this up? Because in order to make something up, you have to think about it first.